Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
All the basketball you've covered, all the games you've been to, all the basketball you watched growing up, have you ever, because I haven't, have you ever seen or heard of anybody getting hurt during pregame warmups?
I have.
Who?
I can't remember. No, it's happened.
Well, that's helpful.
I don't know.
No, I know, but it's such a random question. I mean, you know.
It's a random occurrence.
Not flexing here, but I'm talking about 24 years of covering the league. So, you know, in the course of that time.
Are you in the Hall of Fame?
I think you're saying it's happened because odds are it may have happened, but I've never personally heard or seen of anybody getting hurt.
I know them ball boys. They better bring some new ones in. They might have lost their job yesterday.
Damn. Dude, lost their job. Might execute one of them. You kidding me?
It happened to Miles Turner earlier this year. Hurt his ankle in pregame warmups.
He did. Okay.
There you go.
No, I think it's more about how Kevin Durant got hurt. It wasn't so much that he got hurt in pregame warmups to me as much as it was that he slipped and fell down, and it was just such the whole event was random to me, less so than the warming up before a game and tweaking something.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, there was I don't know if they were busy eating a hot dog or using the bathroom or where them guys were, but like that's not supposed to happen, right? They're supposed to be on top of the conversation. But when the minimum wage check maybe kept them from paying attention to that stuff.
Damn.
I just hope it's not really bad. I think the sad thing too is like, wasn't it Kevin's first home game?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh man, like so you got like imagine you bought this ticket. You went on StubHub and got all the extra fees and what? Wait, what? Like I just bought the ticket. Like what? What happened? Like
yeah. I want the team that's on the injured list right now to go into the playoffs. I want KD, LeBron, Karl Anthony Towns, Zion Williams. We can put Wiggins on there.
Luka
Doncic on there.
Does Morant count or no?
Nah,
he didn't get hurt. He did it because of his own stupidity, so we're not going to put him on the team.
Yeah.
You don't even need him to win. you're already good. It's a bummer.
Situation, which is, I don't – and it must be something deep because there has been nothing leaked out about
nothing.
That, right?
So. Nothing. I haven't heard anything. Yeah. And I've talked to people. They don't even know. They're just like, when he's ready, he's ready. And so I just hope, it's hope for the best for him, for his family. Because you're right.
And didn't he have a really good game his last game, too? Didn't he have like 28? Like he was, I'm like, oh, he's about to start rolling now. He's finally getting back to where the Warriors need him to be. And then,
my memory
it's
doesn't go back that
too,
far.
Like it's so mysterious that I don't even want to joke about it, right? Like it's got to be something deep for him to be gone this long.
Yeah.
And the fact that nobody's speaking on it, like, it's, I hope everything's okay or getting okay.
Yeah, I think we all do. You talk to a lot of people in the league. We just got through listening to Draymond Green just fillet Dylan Brooks. Does anybody like Dylan Brooks? Like, seriously, does anybody like him? Does anybody look at him and go, yeah, he's a different dude off the court. He's like really nice because he's a punk. I mean, you watch him on the basketball court and the way he plays and the way he talks. I mean, he talks way bigger than his game. And I don't know if that's his shtick and that's how he wants to get under people's skin, but I don't know that it's work. I don't know if it works all that well for the Grizzlies. Maybe they think it does, but what do people think of him? Does everybody think the same way I do, or are there other people go, no, he's actually okay?
I mean, did he win some fans over with his outfit?
Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yeah.
That's such a bad look. So bad. Stone Cold was rolling over in his grave. That.
Yeah, no, I, you know what's interesting is I was trying to think of a time when I've talked to him, but he from my dealings, it doesn't seem like he even really wants to talk to the media much, you know. So I don't have any rapport or really know what kind of cat he is because there never really has been anything well written on him, right? So I just know that when it comes to trash talking, like, he couldn't have picked a worse guy to go at than Draymond Green.
Right?
Like, Draymond's brain is fast and he's loud. That combination is, like, the worst person to get in a jonesing competition with. Like, because when he fires back, not that he's just firing back, but he's coming for blood. Right? Like, anything he could say to bring you pain, he's going to bring it double fold or triple fold. And he's so good at it.
Oh, that was so were you, speaking of Draymond, were you, let me ask you this for the 20th time this year. Where you at on the Warriors right now?
Shoot. I'll have a different answer tomorrow. I think they're in a really, like, challenging place because the next couple games can really throw them into that, you know, danger zone in terms of the plan, right? Like, there has to be some kind of win. Maybe, like, losing at Oklahoma City, like, you can't lose tonight without Ja there, but maybe I'm wrong, and I'd love to hear both you guys' point on this. I actually thought Memphis played the Warriors better when Morant was out during the playoffs.
I couldn't disagree with that.
Like, so even though Morant's out, they're still a really good team. Jaren Jackson's a great, great player. So it's not going to be an easy win right now. I do think that the Brandon Clark injury is really going to be a problem for them. But, like, the Warriors got to pick it up, man. Like, they're in the final stretch. The playoffs are coming soon. Steph is back. Iguodala's back. I know Wiggins isn't, but they're in a really dangerous area right now where they could be back in that play-in if they're not careful.
Talking to Mark Spears on the UMA guest line. All right, the time of the week, Mark, where we give you an opportunity, you and Tom both, to say how much you want to see a Warriors-Kings playoff matchup.
I'm here right now, baby.
See, I'm gonna take the lid off of this bottle.
Kings official. I just mentioned it to a King. I won't say the name of the person. And they're like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Like I don't know that the Kings. I'm not saying the players are scared of it, but does Sacramento want that? I think they would like to. They don't want that matchup first.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
I don't know. It would be such a good if they were to get that matchup and they were to overcome that. It would mean so much for the city. Like that would act as, like, remember Reggie Miller Winning Time, the documentary they did, and then you get to the end of it and you realize, like, oh wait, that was like a Western Conference, like, semifinal to finally get past the Knicks that they didn't actually win the NBA Finals. I feel like it would be that kind of foundational series for the city of Sacramento and for that franchise to get that series. To be in the Warriors' shadow all these years and to try to overcome that would be a lot of fun with Mike Brown.
I mean, I actually think at this point they could play anybody and be happy.
Right? Yeah,
when
yeah,
you've been
yeah.
gone for 16 years, like how picky are you going to be?
You'll take anyone, right?
Yeah, yeah. But it's just like, we don't want to play them, though. Like, give us somebody else, man. Like, because you know where the spotlight goes to. It's not about the Kings anymore,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
It's about Steph. It's about the Warriors. It's about them being champs. But I'm me, you, Tom, we're all for it, man. Bring the popcorn. You know what I mean? Like, let's, you know, I'll tell you guys about all the good places to eat and Downtown Commons, as they call it, Doco in Sacramento. Like, that's the new spot now. You know, let's go. Let's do it. I'm all for that, man. But I think Sacramento would like to play anybody but the Warriors.
So how do you feel about them right now, though, with everything that's going on around them? I mean, we're talking about the health of the Western Conference. They're one of the more healthy teams. Them and Denver up near the top. I mean, I was thinking Phoenix was coming for the three, maybe the two, but now with Kevin Durant down, I mean, I'm feeling pretty good about where Sacramento is. I know defense isn't their thing. It's not really anybody's mm-hmm. thing. But what do you make of them right now and how they stack up for the last 14, 15?
I think you need to hand deliver Mike Brown the trophy for Coach of the Year. Like, I think he's done an exceptional job. And he's also done an exceptional job of keeping them in the moment, not looking ahead. They got a tough stretch ahead, too, you know, where they got the Knicks tonight and Milwaukee's coming to town and they got to go to Phoenix. So I kind of feel like the best thing that could happen for the Kings right now is clinching. I feel like a weight will be lifted off of them once they clinch. I mean, obviously, like, having the second seed, but, like, it's like you kind of feel this weight, like, they don't even want to list a magic number. They just want to – because what if something goes wrong? You know what I mean? Like, you're like, dude, you're in second place. You're good. No, we're not done yet. Like, I feel that weight here. So I do think that this team is talented, that they have a lot of swag. But until they exercise that ghost, I don't think they'll truly be able to relax and totally be free in the way that they can play. And, you know, maybe the city feels it way more than they do. But I'm telling you, man, like, you're going to think like they won a championship once they clinch. Like, there's going to be a parade downtown, man. Like, it's going to be an interesting time in Sacramento once they do that. But I do feel like they got two stars. They got a hell of a rookie. You got Barnes, who's won a championship. You got Herter. You got Monk coming off the bench. You know, there are guys that have played in the postseason on this team. Like, we got to start giving them credit and giving them respect for what they've done, who they are. And I think that double overtime win against the Clippers on the road, like, shows you that, hey, they can be a problem.
All right, we already talked about one of the better takedowns of the day, Draymond Green laying out Dylan Brooks. Better takedown, Draymond Green on Dylan Brooks? Or Fred VanVleet going at Ben Taylor, referee for NBA referee.
That's pretty good.
Because that one, I mean, he's going to get fined, and he said, no problem, I'll eat that. I'm going to eat this fine, but I'm going to get this one off my chest. That was one, I haven't seen one like that in a while, Mark. Like, he didn't pull any punches with that, did he?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you have? Oh!
Do we have it?
You need to see. If we have it, we got to play it.
I think we have the audio of it. We'll play it for you, Mark.
Oh.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
my goodness. He.
We have the Van, we have it right here. Here's Van Vliet after the game. And I believe he even says, like, give me a fine. It's like, yeah, they're going to.
I don't mind. I'll take a fine. I don't really care. I thought Ben Taylor was terrible tonight. On most nights, a couple of the, you know, out of the three, there's one or two that just the game up. Tonight, you're competing pretty hard. The third quarter, I get a tech, changes the whole dynamic of the game, changes the whole flow of the game. You know, most of the refs are trying hard. I like a lot of the refs are trying hard. They're pretty fair. They communicate well. And then you got the other ones who just want to be and just kind of the game up. Nobody's coming to see that. They come to see the players. I think we're losing a little bit of the fabric of what the NBA is and was, and it's been disappointing this season. You can look up most of my texts this year have been with Ben Taylor officiating. So at a certain point as a player, you feel it's personal.
Comment?
Oh, wow. Called them D's. Oh, wow. He was like, yeah, just a couple of D's.
I'm a text Fred and give him a kudos as soon as this is over with. That was fantastic.
I thought you said you're going to give him a couple bucks.
Yeah, right.
Start a GoFundMe for him.
I'll send him a PayPal for a couple of dollars.
There you go. He called him out.
No, but this guy, like, Fred Van Vliet is like one of the nicest people in the human in the whole world, right? He's the only NBA player who like sent me a text saying, "Congrats on making it to the Hall of Fame," right? This is like a really nice guy, right? Like, yeah. So for him to do that, that dude must have been awful. Like that's not from Fred's character, but you know, he brought the Rockford, Illinois out with that. I think
it did. Like.
He got that Derek Coleman checkbook out. Whatever it is, just take a check.
When he wrote Bill Fitch a check before the year, and he said, "Here's for the rest of the." For people that don't know the story, he's supposed to wear a suit on the plane, and he wore a sweatsuit. And Bill Fitch fined him like $500 or whatever it was for wearing the sweatsuit on the plane. So the next day, Derek Coleman brought Bill Fitch a check for like $20,000, and he goes, "Here's for the rest of the year."
Hey, Tom, when I worked in Denver, I used to play in this like adult league in Golden, Colorado. And if you got two techs and tossed from the game, you had to pay $40 to get back in the league. And there was a referee that was a complete jerk, man. And he gave me a tech, and he said something about me writing for the paper or something like that. Oh, man, I lit into him Draymond style. Like 40 of the best dollars I ever spent in my life, man. I'm this dude, man.
Oh, man, I have so many good ejection stories. I told Tom this one. I got thrown out of a baseball game after it ended one time, Mark, on Father's Day. He called me out to end the game strike three, and I said, "That's BS." And the umpire was walking away, and he took his mask off. He turned back around. He said, "What'd you say?" I was 16 years old. I said, "F you." That's what I said. And he said, "You're gone." I said, "You can't throw me out. Game's over." He said, "Game doesn't end until I leave the field." Nice 2-game suspension I got for that one. And then I think I've told Tom this one, too, where I got thrown out of a game. I was a fan. I was there for a class at SF State for a girls' basketball game. I was going to be broadcasting the men's game right after, and we were at the women's game. And a referee made a bad call, and he ran by me, and he was wearing – he had a referee shirt, Mark, that was painted onto his body, dude, like the tiniest shirt he could have been wearing. And he ran by me, and I said, "Where'd you get that shirt, baby?" I said, "Where'd you get that shirt, baby Gap?" Dude, he calls referees timeout, looks dead at me for like 3 seconds in the eye, and I was like, "Oh no." Walked over to the gym moderator and kicked me out of the gym. I had to wait like 2 hours to come back.
You were kind of a wayward child.
As Tom called it, a pest. I was kind of a pest when it came to sports, yeah.
I don't know how much time is left, but I'm probably one of the few college players that was able to stay in the game after throwing punches.
You threw punches and you stayed in the game?
Yeah.
What happened? Yeah. Did they see it?
So when I was playing at the University of D.C., we were playing Bloomberg, the school in Pennsylvania. They were ranked number 2 in Division 2 at the time, and their next game was against the number 1 team in the country. I think it was North Carolina Central. And so there was this guy that I was guarding. He was about 6'7", and he fouled one of my teammates who was like 5'10". My teammate said something to him, and he pushed him in the face. So I turned to him, and I was like, "Hey, man, why don't you push somebody your own size?" He pushes me in the chest, and then the East Side San Jose came out. Beep, beep. Gave him two of them. just like that before he could even put his hands up.
Bop, bop, got him.
And,
yeah.
And then one of my teammates hit him too, and other teammates, and he swung and hit my teammate, and then they broke us up. And so I'm like, I'm all right. I got 12 points. I'm going to get tossed. I don't care at this point, right? And coach comes back after having a big deliberation at half court for about 10 minutes with the other coach and referees. He goes, "You still in the game, big boy?" I'm like, "What do you mean I'm still in the game? I punched this dude in the face twice." He said, "Well, they got the number one team in the country next. And if they toss you out, they got to toss their star out too, because he threw a punch too. So they're going to act like they didn't see anything, and we're just going to bring you guys back in and make you shake hands."
Oh, damn. Make you shake hands like it's a fourth ground playground.
Yeah, and everything.
Shake hands with each other.
And so they made us go to midcourt and shake hands, and I just laughed at them. I just laughed at him, but his whole soul was crushed. And he didn't do nothing the rest of the game, but he was eligible the next game.
Oh, wow.
That's
if that dude from Bloomberg was out there, hey, man, you deserve that two-piece I gave you.
With the biscuit?
Oh, yeah, biscuit, honey, you know.
Did you get wedges, too? Came with wedges, that. Yeah, on the side?
That's classic.
That's good.
Saddle Day Auto, man. I put that East Side Saddle Day. He wasn't ready for that.
Before we let you go, Mark, we actually have an update. That
that seven trees. I gave him that seven trees. That Saddle Day people will know about that.
Mark's still going. We have an update that might surprise you, Tom. Jonathan Kuminga scratched from tonight's game after injuring his ankle in warmups.
Shut up.
Not a lie. Facts.
What?
That's absolutely true.
Are you kidding me?
100% true.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Out for tonight's game.
See, we jinxed the Warriors.
See what you did, Tom? Tom's like, this never happens. This never, ever once happened.
You got to be
rolled his ankle
me.
In warm-ups, they said. Now coming out for tonight against Memphis.
Of course.
That's it's whack-a-mole for injuries with the Warriors. That's the way it goes. Somebody comes back, somebody goes down. So, Tom, you all done?
I'm stunned.
We're stunned. We're
Are
done.
You kidding? Pre-game?
Yeah. No, true.
I thought you were joking about that part.
Not a joke.
Oh, man.
Tom doesn't know what to do with himself.
I can't believe that just.
Steve Kerr told reporters in Memphis 15 minutes ago that Jonathan Kuminga is out tonight because of a rolled ankle in warmups. He was already listed on the injury report after tweaking his ankle in OKC, but he injured it while rolling it. This is also per Kareth Burke.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Maybe I'll hurt my ankle going to get a beer.
You gotta laugh to keep from crying.
It's like the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's like, come on. Yeah, no, I am done now because I don't have anything else to say because I'm just saying my neck hurts from shaking my head so vigorously. Okay, can't believe it. All right,
meanwhile,
Mark.
And once you guys are done, man, put on my San Jose State Spartans. We're about to open a can on Nevada.
No matter what, we got it on right now in the other room.
I'm watching a little bit of that. A little Oregon Wazoo and a little Sparty and Wolfpack.
Yeah,
good luck to your Sparties.
Get that 20th victory.
They're going to probably need to run the table.
Oh, I didn't say nothing about the tournament. We're trying to get.
He said,
"Get
that."
Oh no, neither
victory.
Did I. I was talking about CBI.
Oh, hey, man, I got NIT dreams. Baby.
Let's go, baby. Let's
That's
go,
bad,
NIT.
Right?
Yeah, NIT dreams. You and Davis.
NIT dreams. Yeah.
Mark's having an NIT party, watch party.
You and Davis. Tim just flipped me the bird for that. He's the host of the game.
State versus USF, baby. In the
first
round of
NIT.
Hell yeah! Let's get one hosted out here. That'd be good. That'd be fun. All right, Mark.
All right, Mark, have a good one. Stay safe out there.
All right, later.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.